A new business coalition in Massachusetts is trying to lower health care costs by targeting overuse of hospital emergency rooms. Led by the 4,000-member Associated Industries of Massachusetts, the coalition will provide resources to employers to share with their workers about the importance of seeking medical care in the right places. A study from the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission found that 42% of all emergency department visits in 2015 were avoidable as people sought treatment in emergency rooms for common complaints such as stomach pain, skin rashes, and toothaches. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with AIM Vice President Christopher Guerin.
Massachusetts employers tell us at AIM that the cost of providing health insurance to their workers is the single most concerning issue that they face as they go into 2019, and it's been that way for a long time. Part of the solution to the problem is public policy, but there are other parts of the solution in which the business community working with the medical community, working with policymakers, can make happen outside the policy realm. And one of those areas is to make the health care delivery system more efficient. So earlier this year, the Massachusetts Health Policy Commission identified seven major cost drivers of health insurance premiums and health care costs. And one of those seven items was avoidable emergency department use. And the HPC estimates that inappropriate emergency department visits cost us in Massachusetts about $351 million a year. So what the employer coalition is trying to do is identify a role for employers to communicate to their workers that it's in everybody's best interest to get the right care in the right location at the right time, rather than simply kind of defaulting to emergency rooms, which tend to be far more expensive. So that's the problem that we're trying to create, trying to solve.
And what's your strategy for this?
So there are many parts to the strategy. From the employer's standpoint, what we're encouraging our 4,000-member employers to do is to simply begin a conversation with their workers about carefully managing how they access health care. So one of the things the state tells us is that one out of three emergency department visits in the past year were actually not really emergencies. So what employers are going to be doing is talking to workers about the fact that if you've got a headache, if you've got a runny nose, things that clearly aren't emergencies, first of all, to establish a relationship with a primary care physician. Secondly, to know where the urgent care centers are that are close by that might be able to provide care rather than an emergency room. And to have that all together so that, again, we're not kind of running to the emergency room. It's interesting, in Massachusetts, patients use emergency departments 10% more than the national average. So that's really what we're trying to do is, the objective is for employers to communicate to employees that there are alternatives to emergency rooms in which people can get better care at a more reasonable price than going to the ED.
Is there a demographic disparity involved here in terms of people who use emergency rooms or overuse emergency rooms for routine medical treatment?
Interestingly enough, the statistics indicate that there are very few disparities either by age or by geography or by ethnic background. This is really an issue that exists throughout the Commonwealth, and no matter which way you cut the demographic data, it really looks pretty much the same.
Is part of the problem the well-documented shortage of primary care physicians in the state?
Yeah, absolutely. That's an issue, and I said that this is kind of a multifaceted effort, but one of the things that the statistics tell us is that many of the inappropriate visits to the ED take place because it's Saturday night, you've got a sick child, your primary care physician isn't obviously open, You're not aware of any urgent care centers, so that's why you go to the emergency department. So it's clearly important to, A, have enough primary care physicians, B, to have those primary care physicians work hard to make sure that they're kind of making life convenient for their patients, maybe extended hours, that sort of thing. And then secondly, for the patient to be aware of these alternatives like the urgent care clinics and the more retail medical clinics that you see popping up throughout Massachusetts.
Now, this initiative is modeled after something that was done in another state with some success. Is that right?
That's correct. Out in St. Louis, a similar group of employers, including people like Boeing and other major corporations, decided several years ago to take on this issue of emergency department use. And they're still early on in their process, but what they found is that between 2017 and 2018, emergency department visits in the greater St. Louis area, which is where they concentrated their efforts, dropped by 5%. So they're kind of anxiously looking at the next year of data to see whether that trend continues, but it's certainly encouraging.
And the goal here is a 20% reduction, right?
So the important thing to understand is that because we in Massachusetts use emergency departments more frequently than people in other states, I think the opportunity for reductions is actually greater than they saw out in St. Louis.
Anything else you want folks to know about this? When should employees be looking for this to start up in their workplaces?
Sure. Employees should expect to have those conversations with their companies during 2019. The coalition is making available to employers a number of resources, posters that they can put up in break rooms. There's also a worksheet in which employees can kind of make sure that, again, they know how to reach their primary care physician, they know where the nearest urgent care center is so that when they need those numbers, they have them. And there'll be other resources as well to kind of make this process go more quickly. I think the bottom line here for employees, and we recognize that it's sometimes a challenge for an employee when an employer starts to talk about, you know, managing healthcare access. But the fact of the matter is that employees are now sharing in the cost of healthcare more so than they have in the past. And so every time someone walks into an emergency room, the average cost of that visit is more than $1,200. Every time you walk into your primary care doctor, the average cost is about $165. So if you figure the employee is paying, let's say, a quarter of that, that's a big savings for the employee. And in many cases, the care is more appropriate. The idea is emergency rooms are really well equipped, particularly here in Massachusetts, to deal with the most severe cases, heart attacks, strokes, things like that. You know, let's take out the care that doesn't need to be provided in the emergency rooms and put it in the doctor's office where it belongs, and I think the outcomes and the cost factors will improve.